human, we love achievement, to achieve something. We love it. I love it. Even the spiritual achievement. To me, humility, I've been looking to achieve humility, to achieve love, meaning to get to there, toward the top of the mountain of love, toward the top of the mountain of humility, and toward the top of the mountain of spirituality. And it's an achievement. We love the word achievement, meaning, like, you know, you see the people that they get medal in Olympic, right? They achieve, they stand at the top of this pedestal or a place or a steps, number one, number two, number three. They achieved something. But the way I see it, I have this strong sense that I got it wrong. Humility is not something to be achieved. You get to that place, but you don't call it achievement. Because it doesn't look like achievement. When the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, the disciples didn't say, "Finally, he achieved." Or when they were nailed on the cross, they didn't say, "We achieved." No, it's not something to be achieved. You get there, but it's not an achievement. How can I say it? When we use the word achievement, we lose sight of the importance of what we are going toward. We are going toward humility. Let's drop the word achievement. We are going toward even resurrection. Let's drop the word achievement. Because the word achievement has its root on earth. We don't achieve anything. The way I see it, I have this strong sense. I need to keep meditating on this and keep talking and see what comes. But this is the first part of it. I'm going to ask the Lord to help me to drop the word achievement, even to achieve anything on earth, or achieve in the number place of humility and love. You know, the word achievement, I think we get robbed when we say achievement. There is something else is waiting for us. Just consider this. The ways of the Lord is almost upside down. The wisdom of the Lord looks foolishness in the eyes of man. Giving is better than receiving. Someone strike you in the right, turn the left. That should give us the message that everything is different. Then why should I bind myself with the word achievement and allow almost the darkness and Satan to be a harsh master, even do this to me, you know, with that whip, say, "You have to achieve something. You have to even achieve humility and love." No, I don't have to achieve anything. I am going toward, and the closer I get, I will not call it achievement, because even Bible said the elders in heaven, when they see the Lord, they throw their crown. That crown was given to them by God. That means even they throw even that down when they see him. Then why should I call anything achievement? Why even try to achieve something? I am going toward, and I would never call it achievement. You talk to Mother Teresa, do you think she would tell you or tell me that she achieved something? Or those mystics? Or the Desert Father? Or even if you could interview Apostle Paul today, do you think Apostle Paul would say, "I have achieved"? No. Let's drop the word achievement. We're going toward. I would never, even when we got closer to where we want to go, we never call it achievement. I think that would take a lot of pressure off of our shoulder. achievement. Not anymore.